Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
On anything you might have missed with TNT Podcasts. Get the whole show for free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, and more. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Goal!
No peeing sound effect first, though.
One more time.
We need pee before that.
Right. Just add the urine sound effects.
All right.
And you got yourself a urinal game.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
I can't think of any other, you couldn't do a football one.
No. Soccer is pretty much the best one right there. In that, in the bottom of the urinal games.
I suppose you could have a golf ball and make a little green and try to get the ball into the
cup. That'd be tough. That'd be a tough one, yeah. Yeah, to pee in a hole like that, yeah.
You could get some uprights and try to put a football through there.
You'd have to hit it just right, though.
Yeah. In the air, then. Yeah, you better have a lot of beer going.
Tough.
You're going to be drinking a lot of beer to squint and keep playing the game. Go ahead, Tyler Walsh.
Talking about a lot of finger splashing here.
Yeah.
Sounds like.
Yeah. Mark, cool word guy checking in. I coined the word halftime to mean halfway through work. I just came out. I don't know where that came from.
Lunch. It's called lunch.
Yeah. And Puss said main cake, which is a primary partner, you know. You said main cake today? I remember hearing that, man.
I don't recall hearing that either.
Oh, I think I said it. I think it was yesterday we were talking about somebody's side piece and their main piece.
But you said main cake.
Did I? I don't
must
recall
have.
That.
Mark listens pretty
I'm not. Yeah, I don't listen to me all the time either.
And this, I want to read the third one. The third one's from a couple of days back, maybe last week, when Nick said statutory spank bank, which is if you're masturbating to somebody you were out with, when you hung out with high school, you're too old to do that now because she'd be illegal. Which is an interesting thought. And I think most of the guys in the crowd went, oh, I never thought of that.
Right.
She was 15.
Yeah, it's too young.
David writes
and you're laying there at 45, tugging one off, thinking of this 15-year-old girl, because you are. And that, by the way, you are. But Nick ruined it for everybody.
Yeah, sorry.
You're not.
David says, I'm listening to you on the car radio. I pulled into a service garage to get my oil changed, and I noticed my speakers were making a weird echoing sound. You guys started talking about masturbating on a bidet. I got self-conscious, so I quickly turned the car volume down and then realized the echo I was hearing was the loudspeaker at the service garage as they were listening to you, too.
All right.
Also, I got a bidet last month. Best $250 I have spent in a long time.
You ever tried a bidet, Mr. Walsh? I haven't yet.
I have. I'm really not into them, honestly.
Really? How come?
First bad review I've ever heard.
What, do you get water stuck in that extra hole?
No, it just feels, I don't know, so
How do you
sloppy.
Dry your butt, man?
How do I dry my butt?
No, after that.
Well, there's another email from Myron here. He says, it's 6 squares of toilet paper to dry off and your button is sparkling clean. A bidet is especially welcome when you're dealing with a stomach bug, have to be there constantly, or working through some spicy food.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You probably wouldn't want a towel in that instance.
And he says, I'll never go back to not having a bidet.
That's I'm sorry, heard. You're right. Luke is not half toad Luke. That's Puss's real name. I'm sorry. Puss is Puss, right. Yeah. He said main cake.
I wish.
He did say that. He's talking about your mom. He said his woman is actually main cake, right?
I wish comedians would stop calling him Luke.
Who is that? I don't know. I don't know who that guy
Nobody
is.
Nobody knows who's that guy. Who that guy is.
Oh, I know. You're right. Right. He's Pussy. All right.
That's better.
Yeah. Or Puss. Or Big P. Yeah. But nobody knows who Luke is.
No.
Instead of a bidet, my mom gets me the stuff off the internet that makes a moist towelette out of toilet paper.
Oh, really?
You spray it on toilet paper, and it doesn't tear. It makes it just feel like a moist towelette, but it's like flushable.
Hand sanitizer? So
they're flushable.
Do you just carry this around with you?
What is the substance?
I mean, I don't have a purse anymore, but I used to carry whatever.
You're right. Those so-called flushable ones are not, but I tried the baby wipes. I did those for a while, the toilet, because I remember Lewis Black saying it. They saved his life on this tour bus years ago. So maybe 10 years ago, I started using those every time when I pooped. And you're right, it's night and day. But I realized they're not safe, you know. They can clog anything.
Oh, yeah, it's not good for your pipes.
Don't flush. A ton of rentals get messed up with those in a heartbeat.
Right, and
I've messed up the rentals.
My part of town, well, a lot of our neighbors are hooked up to septic. We are, too. So I can't use those baby wipes. They're not septic friendly. But I imagine they make some that are, claim
to be.
They
try to, but I don't think they are. They say that even the ones they called flushable are really not that flushable.
TP in the spray, man, I'm telling you. And then you don't need it. Because all a bidet is about is leaving no trace.
Right.
That's what these are.
And it's softer on your butthole, right?
Yeah, and it's just, you know, not like somebody going nuts with a Nerf blaster on your butt.
Well, it is a valid point that, you know, they talk about what other part of your body, do you use just dry paper to wipe something off?
Yeah,
you
know?
And that's the most, like, one of the most sensitive skins on your body, you know?
Yeah, you don't take a dry washcloth and scrub your face that way.
No, you use something moist.
Yep.
Yeah, it is odd just using something dry to remove turds.
What flavor do you have?
The remnants of turds.
I have a cooling peppermint, coconut, amber, toilet paper spray. Do you have a certain flavor that you like?
I don't know what I had. I might have had a eucalyptus.
Ah, you're a koala.
How big is the bottle? They look kind of expensive.
Yeah, I don't know. We're seeing
koalas eating eucalyptus leaves. They don't wipe their ass.
True.
With them.
No. They might. Yeah.
So you carry a little bottle with you all the time?
I used to.
Post up over
now,
a wall and see what
now
happens.
Now, usually I just have them in my bathroom, but you just put a pump on there and it doesn't make it tear.
Yeah, well, it looks like it comes with little.
Is it in your jean pocket when you're out and about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
That's what I'm thinking.
Like breast spray. Give me a minute. I'm just going to give a mid-walk check here. Start itching while we're at Chili's.
Chris Porter and Zach Myers are an hour from now. They're into the fourth quarter. They're into the fourth quarter.
No, that was Tyler. Yeah, that's always been the time.
Yeah. I screwed up. Yeah.
They've been scheduled on that day for 3 days in a row now.
It was Friday was off.
Friday, okay.
3 out of 4.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. We weren't counting on Friday. We were thinking Thursday, and then we're thinking yesterday.
Right.
And we're pretty sure it's going to happen today. Campfire astronauts.
An hour from now, basically.
You see this?
The beginning of the fourth quarter of the game.
We just got another grilled cheese email here.
Oh, what was it about?
Oh, yeah. This one sounds kind of interesting.
Catching up on the podcast, heard the grilled cheese segment. As a kid, my dad would eat grilled cheese with grape jelly. Then he made me a grilled cheese with grape jelly when I was a kid. It's stupid delicious. Just add a little to the middle with the cheese before you throw it in the pan. You got to eat it a little quicker because it'll get soggy with all the jelly in there if you let it sit for too long.
I like soggy ones anyway. When I smush them, they're soggy anyway.
And right? I ain't letting the grilled cheese get cold anyway.
No.
That's Phallus and Chains checking in.
Phallus and Chains.
I like that. Somebody mentioned the other day, I want to try the one it was mustard and relish on grilled cheese. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was one somebody suggested too. I'll try that.
Oh, a little dill relish?
Yeah, and some mustard. But he said on top of the sandwich.
The way you brown it was with mustard.
I thought that's what
butter.
It said. I thought he said you make it and then he topped it with mustard and relish.
Oh, I thought you put it in the middle with the cheese.
Yeah, maybe he did. I don't know.
Yeah. All right.
I could do it in the middle.
Yeah, I could do it in the middle. I'm not gonna use a fork on my grilled cheese. I'm gonna pick it up and eat it. Right.
I suppose you could fold it in such a way that would keep the relish and
no, I think it's supposed to be inside. I think he said inside.
I might have misread that. Go inside. It's probably what happened.
It'll be on next podcast coming up. Right. About an hour on that.
You could do it. Come on, you could do an entire segment of an entire podcast on grilled cheese,
right,
couldn't you?
Do an hour on that.
Yeah, I'd be a couple minutes. I'll make regular grilled cheese, and I make like an Italian grilled cheese too. Just as like butter and shredded Italian cheese and pepperoni. It's good.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We had another email for train counseling.
Oh, yeah. Want to get into this?
Yeah, this is the sandwich. Porn. Because I had this conversation with my son, so I can give him
I've not had to have this conversation because, you know, when my sons were growing up, the internet wasn't so proliferate with porn. So it's different today. Listening to yesterday's discussion, this came in a few days ago, about body counts made me think of this. I have a 13-year-old son. I always talk about consent, respect, just general overall. Here's how not to be a douche. But how do you talk to a 13-year-old about porn? I can put blocks on his phone, electronics, but I know there are workarounds or his friends are showing him things on their phones. It's out there whether I like it or not. I totally get being curious, but I don't want them to get the idea that porn is real life. I mean, I don't want him going into his first sexual encounter expecting something ridiculous because most ladies don't bend that way or want to. I think porn, while fun for grown-ups, does set some unrealistic expectations about what women really want, need, act. I have a feeling that if I give him a talk, it'll just be pure ick for him. His dad could probably give it to him, but there will be a lot more uncomfortable giggles. I'm a more open, honest, no filters parent. Just worry if I give him the porn talk, I should probably save up for his future therapy.
Now, the way you do it, the way I did it, I'm not saying it's the best way to do it, but I'm saying that my son was probably 13 or 14 and interested in girls, obviously, liked some girls. And I know that porn was available. So I said to him, I said, I know you're probably watching some porn on your phone. And I think he was still a virgin. Of course, he was still a virgin at the time. And I said, that's not real life. I said, it's not real life. I just said, it's not real. And it isn't real life, even for grown men, unless you get some. We do a bunch of that stuff if we're lucky, but the fact is, it's what they show in porn is not real life. I said, only do amateur porn. No, I didn't say that.
Yes, you're right.
I said, it's not real life.
Look at the lighting.
I said, remember that. I said, and then I did the whole respect women conversation too about, you know, you treat the girl when you eventually have sex. Like you would, I was going to say your sister. That'd be wrong.
Right, yeah, you don't want to, no.
Or mom. Yeah. Treat the girl like you treat your mom.
Pretend that's your mother.
Right. Just imagine how I treat your mother.
But I remember distinctly, you guys could probably chime in on this earlier, me and Todd are a different age, I mean, dirty magazines are one thing, but the first visual porn, I mean, was actually a theater. I was 15. My buddy was 16. He had a car. And there was a porn theater near our hometown. And we got in it. And that's like the first porn I ever saw. And I did some, you know, crazy, maybe feeling up stuff when I was that age, 14 or 15. I might have been 14. I remember watching the big screen and something happening on the screen I can't describe on the public radio here. And I thought, wow, that is crazy. That's going to happen. And and the first one I saw really doesn't happen that often. And I'm thinking, this is not, so I put myself in Ryder's space, except he had a phone 24/7 that you could look at porn. So it has changed the world, and hopefully kids, and they've talked about this, that young boys watch a lot of this porn. I'm not anti-porn, but they watch a lot of porn and they think that's the way it should be.
Or that's what women
like,
want.
Like, there's so much they could easily get desensitized to.
Oh, sure. Desensitized, yeah. Right.
Or
right.
They look at the woman on and they're, well, that's what all women want.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, actually, very few of them want that.
A couple times.
Now, you're a young guy now, but you still had dirty magazines. When did you first see porn, Mr. Walsh?
16.
Okay.
Magazines.
On your phone or a VHS tape?
High Society?
Magazines /
yeah, but magazines,
VHS.
Okay, VHS is actual movies. Magazines is one thing. That's a still shot. So VHS, you're 16. You probably freaked out a little bit, like, wow, right?
Yeah, I had a copy of my buddy's grandpa's Gusher Girls VHS.
You couldn't ask for a better title. Gusher Girls, yeah. 1 through 5.
Yeah, probably. I still remember that title.
Of course you do.
Well,
they were eating those little chewy candies.
Oh,
but like what you were saying in your talk about this isn't real,
right?
But a couple times in a man's lifetime. Oh, sure, yeah, yeah. It is real.
No, it is real, but I'm just...
Did you tell Ryder, if you're lucky, you might meet a girl like that.
He was that age.
Lucky, you might get a woman who'll do that.
Right, well, I'm sure he has sense.
But don't expect it.
No.
Just be surprised and happy.
Well, I wouldn't watch a porn with them, so I wouldn't referencing a certain scene or anything. I just I just wanted to make sure that it just wasn't what happens on a daily basis. Usually, so I wanted to go into your, you know, I'm looking to freak him out.
I think my
14.
Dad's porn talk.
You're fiddling around
me.
The back seat of a car trying to get somebody's jeans unbuttoned.
My
right?
Dad
that's sex.
Yeah, the penthouses are under my bed on my side. And I think if you're like Tyler Walsh, you probably enjoy the penthouse form more. Yeah. You seem like more of a word guy than a visual guy.
I was a reader.
Yeah, we read those too. Nick, when's the first time you saw porn?
Probably middle school.
Okay, on your obviously wasn't the phone.
Somebody
VHS tape?
A friend's house, and he'd like found a tape in his parents'
his
bedroom.
Parents?
There was like, I don't know, 3 or 4 of us hanging out. And he was just like, check this out. We're like, whoa.
Yeah, all right.
Bunch of just, you know, it's
parents' VHS. It's a lot of your guys' age.
Fat, older, hairy couple going at it. I wasn't like in a big rush to see more right after that.
I was lucky enough to have HBO and Cinemax at my disposal. Growing
yeah,
up.
Yeah, but that's softcore.
I mean, yeah, it
does the trick.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah, yeah. It was good.
So you don't remember
your time.
First porn?
When was the first
penetration?
Time you saw penetration?
Oh, it was probably a magazine. It was probably a some sort of Penthouse or Hustler.
Some, yeah, but that's also a magazine.
High school
video. When was your first video penetration?
It was high school. Yeah, I think a buddy of mine's older brother had a
Gushers.
House.
Had a copy of Gushers. Right.
Well, it was the same guy's house we'd go to drink at in high school, so it was, you know.
Was it disheartening to not see somebody with the same genitalia as you represented?
Incredibly.
And Todd, when was your first actual video porn?
Yeah. Oh, God.
I remember looking at the scrambled HBO signal.
Yeah.
Yeah, once again, that's not porn.
But it had to be.
But at the time, we didn't.
It works.
It was porn to us.
Oh, right. Yeah, it was.
I'm pretty sure it had to be VHS porn.
Yeah.
Somebody in college probably had some VHS porn. I don't recall watching anyone when I was in high school because I had the penthouse form.
I'm kind of back to liking softcore.
Yeah? Leaves a little to the imagination.
I think it kind of circles around for a guy.
Something a little more subtle.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, at that time.
Doesn't always need to be an artillery of...
No, there doesn't need to be pile driving all the time.
Pile driving.
I mean, it was late night Skinamax, or it was watching Baywatch while they were running on the beach. So late night Skinamax was quite nice at that point.
Yeah.
I want a sound snip of you saying pile driving all the time.
You know, Ryder, all girls don't want to be pile driven.
Yeah.
I'll get back to that guy's question. Yeah. Well, good thing you're an open dad. I can't imagine.
That's mom.
I can't imagine. What was that? Mom checking in?
That was mom. That was a mom.
Oh, really? Is that a dad?
No. Mm-hmm. No, that's mom.
No, because she was going to defer to dad to have the porn talk because she was afraid he'd have to go to therapy after mom talked to him.
Yeah, that's revenge
porn.
Lady.
Oh, he don't want to hear mom talking
revenge
about
revenge lady a pull on that one.
Yeah. You know, that's your mom doesn't like to be pile dried that much by your dad. Right. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.